Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, May 1st, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about Workers' Day or May Day.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
Some of us get worried when they say we want to cut bonuses. It's part of reallocation. They're cutting bonuses, maybe they allocate bonuses also. But we are afraid these people, they don't inspire confidence in us that after cutting bonuses, where is this man going to be poured into?
People say that you need to tsunami. Makamba ni ape ra kuvharwa. Hurumende iri kungoimba, hapana chairi kuita kuti igadzirise nyaya iyi. Ni kana hurumende vari kutera zvinhu zvese kuita business as usual. Izvi tiri kuti business as usual approach handiyo. Nepamusana pekuti upenyu huri kuramba huchioma, vashandi vari kuramba vachibvisa mabasa. Hezvo vana vakutandanirwa South Africa nezvenofobia.
Elizweni kumele kube lomthetho owaziwa ngabantu kumbe amazwe wonke amane ngaziwa eZimbabwe ungaba khona umthetho okhona uyalandelwa sibili manje ngapha umthetho uyephulwa nje noma nini umthefuna nje ezindongeze support akumbizana phepha ngi government uyakwansi ukuthi nje umthetho akuhle kube uhle uphelele khona apho eralini umthetho akwansi ukuthi nje njalo ke ngenxa yakho nokho icapital or ama investors both local and foreign abangeke babuya elizweni elinjalo. Yiko libona ke sidubeka kangaka ngoba abantu bakhona sivile bafuna ukuinvesta lapha eZimbabwe. But abangeke bavuya nqabe kwazithi vele asilandeli umthetho.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about May Day, some call it Labor Day, or International Workers' Day.
Obviously, what Blessing is saying is that Labor Day is also known as International Day. And is widely celebrated as a public holiday in some countries across the world. Some countries celebrate Labor Day on other dates of the year. Labor Day in the United States falls on the first Monday of September.
And of course, today, Zimbabweans join the rest of the world in celebrating International Workers' Day. However, May Day, as it is also referred to, like Gibbs alluded to, has now lost its luster as the country's workforce continues to dwindle and the economy becomes more and more informalized. Gibbs.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318. That number again, 1-202-465-0318.
Onguka hamadzadiwa nhasi tira kuti ngetichitaura nezvezuva reMay Day kana kuti zuva revashandi. Asi chiri kunetsa muZimbabwe ndechekuti vashandi vakawanda varasikirwa nemabasa. Asi vari kuti havo aiwa haungarase mbereko nekufirwa. Nekudaro vazhinji vaakuzviitira mabasa avo emaoko. Tira kunzwa kwamuri imi vashandi vose mungave muri kuenda kumaindustry kana kuti mungave muri kuzviitira zvinhu zvenyu. Vamwe vari kurova cross-border trading. Vachikwanisawo kuenda kunyika dzakaita sana Botswana, South Africa neMozambique, kunana Zambia, kunana Malawi, vamwe kunana Tanzania. Toda kunzwawo kuti zvinhu zviri kufamba sei pabasa ramuri kuita. Hanzi usambonyara kusekwa. Iwo uchishandira mhuri yako. Patrick Mukwamba.
Handichabona ngefoto. Kuti je kumbuya ziyezera kunoko kufunayo kuma wazosebenza kunale switch lapo kulungiswa khona. Right. Asebenza phela. Ukangana nemhuri yako. Zulu kadaba siyahlangana namhlanje ke. Friday, siyakwazi ukuthi lifuna ukuthi likhulu lamajogwe lihambe ngekhaya kodwa abanengi siyakwazi selingikhaya kathesi. Lingakathi lilale nje sike sipho ukuthi kamkam nje sixoxe ngakhona kokuthiwa ke ilanga lesisebenzi i-Labor Day. Sizwile ke blessing ukuthi ye ikhona ngale Zimbabwe baningi akade belithakazelela ilanga leli loba nje kulezi sebenzi ezilutshwane singase sikhangela ke emafekthali kobulawayo uyenelisa ukuthi uvusa umvundla kwathi kwe-FM ngoba akulalutho akulamsebenzi okhona. So abantu abaningi sebezihlalele ngkhaya kuyahlupha fowethu. Singathi iningi labantu sebesenza lokho kuthiwa i-vending. Athengisa amatamatisi, bathengise konke okukhona. So kungani kuyahlupha sibini.
Of course, the Zimbabwe independent newspaper is reporting today that the National Vendors Union of Zimbabwe is stating that in Harare alone, it has more than 20,000 vendors in the street on street pavements in the CBD. That explains a lot. I think we have our guests. First, we have Mr. Kenya Siamyarira, Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Federation of Trade Unions, or ZFTU. Mr. Siamyarira, good evening. Thank you so much for joining us. And I think we also have Mr. George Nkiwane, President of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. Mr. Nkiwane, good evening.
Good evening.
Thanks for joining us, Gibbs. The onus is on you.
Yes, let's start with you, Mr. Nkiwane. Today was Labor Day, and what did you do in Zim today?
We joined the rest of the workers the world over in commemorating or celebrating the Workers' Day. Mm-hmm. And the main event was held in Harare.
And Mr. Siamyarira, what happened today?
Yes, yeah, we are in Blawai right now. As I'm speaking to you, just finished addressing workers at Stanley's Makokova ground, where we had a few gathering of workers. As you know, Blawai is a historic seat, as you speak right now, due to company closures and a lot of unemployment. But nevertheless, we managed to talk to the real workers who converged at Makokova Assembly Square, and that's where we are right now.
Mr. Nkiwane, are they, you know, that many workers still on the job? Because I was just reading on Facebook and other social sites, they are saying in Zimbabwe it must not be called Workers' Day, but in fact it must be called Vendors' Day. Is it that bad?
Really bad, really, really bad. And we need to be honest with ourselves to the extent that we tell the truth and talk the truth. Because to be honest, if you have an over 85% of unemployment, then you are looking at 15 to 10% of those that are employed in the informal sector. And the rest of the population is employed in the informal sector. So it's true for those who are saying it has to be referred to as Vendor Day. But that is its name. People are reflecting what is it that was happening in Zimbabwe. But the truth is, Labor Day ought to be what it is, commemoration and celebration of the Workers' Day.
Thank you so much. Of course, we do place value, Gibbs, on those who are vending. You know, they are earning an honest living.
Yes, that's why we have invited one of them. Most probably, we are going to get him very soon. So let's go to Mr. Siamyarira. Now, I think maybe some critics are saying, you know, we've got the ZCTU, we've got the ZFTU, but you serve the same purpose. What is the problem here? Maybe that's why things are not going well, you know, when it comes to workers. What's going on?
There is no problem. What's the problem of having Studio 7 and having ZBC and having the Voice of America and all those? That's multiplicity. That's democracy at free play. But the problem is the policy that is then put at play to augment whatever organizations are put in place to service the citizen, any citizen of any country. It's healthy for workers to have that CTU. It's healthy for workers to have that FTU. And we don't have any problem. Yes, we differ here and there in terms of ideological roadmap pathways. But I think overall and above, we all seek to represent the workers. A worker must be treated equally. A worker must be paid. A worker must be looked after. A worker must be remunerated. A worker must be compensated. We all have that same
become modus operandi with that city. So there's no, it's not a big issue at all.
The more the merrier, according to Mr. Shamuera there. I think we have our third guest, Mr. Dumisani Ncube, Secretary General Bulawayo upcoming Traders Association GIPS.
Baba Ncube, lingalithola njani?
Hello, yebo baba.
Yes, yeah, kuzuthi sikhona ke lapha ehlelweni i-live program yokuthiwa i-live talk. So ke nxa sikhangela ke abantu beZimbabwe abanengi kukhanya basezidaladini lapha bayathengisa okuthiyeneyo. We ngokwenu lilabantu abangaki kunapho kuhlanganisweni?
About 4,500.
Iba bavela ngapi usitshele sibe lokujulileyo?
Silaba thengisa amatamatisi, silaba thengisa ama cross borders, silaba thengisa ama odds and ends, silaba thengisa radios, izinto ezijeneyo.
Kodwa kuhlupha kanganani nxa lisezidaladini khonapho sizokuthiwa vela kusahambeki lapha emadolobheni. Nxa ungathi uyachibilika ngapha kulomunye othengisa lokhu, uchibilike ngapha kulomunye othengisa okunye. Akusitshele sibithi kume njani sibili ujule ba.
Hayi, akusakhangeleki sibili ngoba kusela order. I think kunezinto esezingasahambi kuhle ngoba everybody sethengisa lapho ofuna khona.
So kuhlupha ngapho kwangkhona khonapho.
Silabantu ababhadala ama-licenses abo abathelelayo. So lokhu kuyaba-affecta kakhulu ngoba laba abanye babhadali lutho njalo bayathengisa nje mara.
Yeah, ubambe khonapho Ncube ungayikhatshana. So what Mr. Ncube is saying is that they've got a membership of 4,500 in the city of Bulawayo. So most of these people are selling tomatoes, some are selling cabbages, some are cross-border traders. And, you know, he says the space is just becoming small every day. So at the end of the day, there's stiff competition among vendors. So I think this is an issue maybe in the short time, in a short while, we may have a problem with these vendors, right?
Indeed. Regeti dzoke kuna vashamuyarira tichitarisa iyo matambudziko akasangana nevashandi. Vashamuyarira pane mutemo uri kunzi uri kudzikwa iwo negurukota rinoona nezvevashandi wekuti iwo makambani kana achida kugumira vashandi basa anofanira kutanga ambopawo hurumende kuti iwo vakuru vekambani yacho vari kumbotambira mari yakawanda zvakadii. Munoona senyaya?
I think that is very welcome. And I think it's not surprising that the minister has finally come to that conclusion, because we are faced with predatory capitalists, neoliberals, who are running the company, who are using political muscles, who are using some government muscles to thwart and to rig the workers' sweat. And so as a result, these people, they are geared on having the least cheap labor ever experienced the world over. So when workers are threatened, when workers demand their rights, they are either threatened by firing or they are retrained. So they now want to repeal the already standing labor laws, which still need to be further amended to actually have a fair playing level field. They are saying these labor laws are repressive. Repressive because these predatory capitalists, they want a hire and fire willy-nilly. Now I think the minister has come to realize that the moment we continue to do that, the economy will continue to dwindle and dwindle. Because remember, the workers are the vanguard of the economy, any country under the sun. So the more you squeeze and racketeer them, honestly, you end up having a country where there is no industry, where there is no labor force. And it is anarchy. So I think these gaps are there at least to cushion the already suffering worker population in Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much. Mr. Nkiwane, is this a viable policy?
Yes. And in my statement today, I really commended the minister to have the second that position. Because we like I said, if we are to be honest to ourselves, we have to look, we have to take a holistic approach to all our problems and say, where is it that we are finding the going getting tough?
And let's look at it holistically, to the extent that we say this is our problem. What if, let's say, you are a doctor, you don't just treat a patient because the patient has come to a surgery. You have to diagnose first. What is it that the patient is at? What is it that is affecting the patient? So a diagnostic approach is very, very important. And we really commend the minister for having taken that position. Let's first see what is it that is affecting the enterprise. Who is the aiming what? If we remove A or B, what are we going then to be as an organization? I think it's a very good policy.
Thank you so much. Regai tende kuvateereri. Mukoma Sam vari kuDurban. Makadi Mukoma Sam?
Mukoma ndinofara makadiwe.
Aiwa tiripo. Mungatudzo kuti zvanga zvifamba sei paDurban apa nhasi. Maenda kubasa here kana kuti?
Isi tachikwagere tofamba nemarori mai tachingogere takazorora zvedu.
Oh, hamuna kuenda kubasa nhasi?
Handina kuenda mugomo wangu.
Saka muri kuona sei zuva revashandi?
Zvazvaro zviri vashandi rinoongororwa dai tatagona kuti Africa to Africa yose as a whole tiungane tibatane tibete dzimwe nyika dziri kutambura dzakaita vana Zimbabwe dzimwe dzevana Malawi dzimwe dzisina mabasa tikurudzirana kuti zeta tishandire nyika dzodzi budirirewo tikwanise kushiyana navo kuti angabudirirewo sei.
Kwanga kuine nyaya yezenophobia kuSouth Africa mazuva apera zvaamira sei? Muri kushanda sei?
Mukoma ndiyatokubatira ura mumaoko munongoziva kana kumushaa vanhu vachizve ukusina chiriko unowetanje unongopita kana muchoto unongopinda.
Saka zvichiri
panobvira moto unongobvira ipapo nekuti hapana zvaungaiti
kuchiri kwakaberekera hingwe.
Kwakaberekera hingwe zvisatogoiti zvachose asi mazuva ano kwakatitonhorei zvako.
Aiwa zvinofadza. Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru Mukoma Sam nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Aiwa ndatenda baba.
Of course, Sam is a truck driver. He's in South Africa at the moment, and he is saying that his wish is for the industrial growth of countries such as Mozambique and Zimbabwe so that people will not go and flood into South Africa, causing this violence that was witnessed in the past weeks. And he's saying it's calm now, but tense. So he's saying that, you know, but he has no choice. He has to go and work and put food on the table for his family.
Yes, we Baba Ncube usa connect online. Baba Ncube, yeah, Baba Ncube, siyakwazi ukuthi kulabanye benu abaya eGoli ukuthi baye water abakufunayo. Nxa lihamba khona ngale Goli akuhluphi yini ngakho lokhu kwezenophobia njalo ubone ngazani kumele lenzeni ngakho.
Sesikhathi sili ukuthi sesabe baba ngoba abaningi njengoba dilibona kusiba la ma-robberies lapha abanye babanjiwe ibhasi ebanjiwe last week bekulama-members ethu phakathi abathathelwe imali lokunye so sokusesabeka kakhulu ngoba selashuwa ukuthi i-xenophobia kumbe ngabantu abarobhayo.
So-ke abantu kodwa lokho behamba kumbe abasahambi khona ngale Goli?
Siyahamba ukuthi impilo yethu nje akulalo into esingalwenza kodwa sesihamba sesaba baba.
Pho-ke lizivalela njani ukuthi umuntu angakhuthuzwa kumbe into ezinjalo kumbe kapho ukuthi phulukuhlu nje sokonakala?
Hayi kwathi sesiba-encourage ukuthi bazame ukuthi bahambe emini kukhanya ngoba sokukhanya ngani lokho kwizinto kwenzakala ebusuku kakhulu njalo futhi behambe bengamacembanyana bazame ukuthi bafihle imali yabo le.
Singathi-ke Baba Ncube, kuyini elihlangana lakho emsebenzini wenu lo wokuthengisela abantu izinto ezijiyeneyo?
Ya siba la ma-challenges especially ndabantu be-council. Yes, sikangelele kakhulu ukuthi khona siyabe si-expect ukuthi bona bazaprotekta abantu abathengisayo kodwa sibe sesibona sokusiba yibo abayenza abave bebabhadalisa imali kodwa bebathwalisa nzima kodwa kungela protection.
I-protection oyitsho-ke njani khona papa?
Ngitshola ukuthi ukuthi nxa umuntu ebhadela imali yakhe ebhadala i-rent kufuze ukuthi konkona i-council ibone ukuthi khona lapho othengisela khona kumele ukuthi konkona abe-protected. Isikhathi esokusokuhle i-problem esikhona ukuthi njengoba nijile ukuthi konkona akusela order sokhonga ukuthengiswa nje everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So laba abanye abalama-licenses labo sokubathwalisa nzima abasakwanisi lokubhadala ama-licenses abo.
Mm. Kodwa i-license libhadala malini leseyomuntu yedwa?
I-license sibhadala i-$25 ngomnyaka, bese sibhadala i-$14 ngenyanga.
Mm-hmm. Ye, kuyazwakala kakhulu. Ubambe baba Ncube, ungayikhatshana khonapho. So according to Mr. Ncube, you know, you talked about xenophobia. So he was saying, you know, most of his members are scared of going to South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Because recently there was a bus robbery where he says some of his members were in that particular bus.
Mm-hmm.
You still remember some people were just forced.
Yes, were robbed, yeah.
That's right.
There was an armed robbery.
Yes. So he says many people are not sure of what to do now.
Mm-hmm.
But he's encouraging his members to actually go in numbers and visit that country when he's still in the afternoon or something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He says at night is very dangerous and people should keep their money very safely.
Mm-hmm.
And he says they are facing a lot of challenges, especially from the city council. They pay about $25 a year for renting some space and $14 a month, you know, for that kind of space. So he says the major problem is they are paying that money, but the council doesn't protect their space, you know, like those small stands. So anyone can just go there, stand near the person that is selling, and then that's it, you know. So I think that's a challenge.
Regati dzoke kwamuri vashamirira kare vashandi vashandirwe nehurumende vaigara pasi vachita misangano yainzi TNF kana kuti tripartite negotiating forum. Zviri kufamba sei misangano ichiri kuitwa here?
Yeah, it has been stopped, but I'm happy to say that recently the Minister of Public Service Labor and Social Welfare, Honorable Simira State, the cabinet has approved the legislation of the TNF bill. So we expect now the resumption of the TNF as a matter of urgency. Because this is where we must actually have open cuts to each other. Workers, government, and the business. And I think this time around, because of all these sufferings that we have been bearing as workers, we need to call a spade a spade. We are prepared as a local constituents to sacrifice. We sacrifice our time, we sacrifice our tenacity to duty, and we sacrifice our expertise.
Mm-hmm.
Government must now also sacrifice the lifestyle, the lavish lifestyle that is being enjoyed by the ministers, who in turn are also superintending most of the public enterprises in this country, and looting at the same time at the expense of the workers. Employers also must also be prepared to sacrifice their lavish lifestyle in terms of their tax and what have you, and also make sure that we are all geared for the acceleration of the blueprint Zim assets, where workers must now be involved in decision making, where workers must now be able to buy shares and equity. This is where we must all discuss all these things in the tripartite negotiating forum. Now that it is legislated, it is now a dog with a teeth, unlike when it was just a bulldog without teeth.
Mm-hmm.
You see, whatever we are going to discuss in the TNF must be put to legislation immediately and as a law, and it must be enforced by the government, by us workers. And I think it's actually, we are now gearing towards a position where, as workers, we will see there are some signs of cushioning our plight.
Mm-hmm. Tinotenda vashamirira. Regai tiende kugokwe town center kuna mukoma Love More. Mukoma Love More, mungatudzoti zvafamba sei Gokwe town center muri nhengo ye ZCT ndizvo?
Ndizvo chaizvo vakuru vangu. Kuno kutaona anonzi Mabiri Bobi mberi dzakwe madhongi hama yangu. Zvaitika ndezvekuti tanga tine tarisiro yekuti sezuva revashandi tichaadhireswa neexecutive yedu yatiinayo. The unfortunate fact of it, event yabva yapasvika a major from the ZNA angasiri muuniform chauya kuzoatendawo, pakauyawo the members of the CIO, the police force, the chief officers,
and represent the prison officers, mm-hmm. the security guards.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them, we are actually using that to disturb to such an extent.
Hazvina kufamba zvakanaka.
Vashandi vetown council vari kutiretenwa kuti vabude muZimbabwe Council Workers Union. Vari kuti vasiyane nezveZCTU. And also vari kubatirirwa kubasa kwavo. Vari kuti you must withdraw. So that being the case, plight yomushandi, especially if tiri kuno kumamarginalized areas kwatinonzi tiri vanhu vasina kuenda kuchikoro, vasina kudzidza, tiri kudzvanyirirwa zvisingatomboiti. Our rights are not being recognized. And also, this town council, where it is, it is not wishing up as it could not be done. It's also, at it or in a court, there is a choice to demonstrate our constitutional rights. As that matter,
I want matters of Kuru. To not end as Kuru Goma love more. To not end as Kuru. Of course, Love More is a member of the ZCTU. He's saying that. There are commemorations in rural Gokwe, that is at Gokwe Town Center, were disrupted by alleged the members of the army, the Central Intelligence Organization, and some prison members, prison officials. That's what he's saying.
Mr. Nkiwane, what do you think about what happened? Did you get that information?
Not yet, but I know definitely we are going to get it. But it's very, very unfortunate and very uncalled for. In a democratic society, in a modern society like the Zimbabwean society, one would not expect such occurrences to happen. And this happened only in the unfortunate sort of way. Because we have a constitution that guarantees our rights and freedom of association to the extent that one would not even think that it would happen in Zimbabwe.
Uh-huh.
We get that report.
Thank you so much. Of course, we have several messages on Facebook and WhatsApp that we'll read later on. But just briefly on WhatsApp, we have, for example, Alec, who writes, very sad indeed as we drift into the 2008 era. Workers being retrenched without any package. Nyasha says there is nothing to celebrate with empty stomachs. Simon says it's a day to commemorate when things are good as workers. But today, I have just decided to stay at home with my family. Things are not okay. Of course, Mr. Shamyarira, Mr. Nkiwane, and Mr. Ngube, please do stay on the line. For our radio listeners, it ends here. But the good news is we are actually streaming live. Go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stewart saying stay tuned.